a peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. I'm still soaked from the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge that we did. Michael Penix Jr. probably thinks I'm like a crazy person as I'm like soaked from head to toe. I got a towel on me right now. So what a way to finally meet Michael Penix Jr., who I've been a big fan of the last 2 years and what he's been able to do at Washington. You know, a lot of people know I picked Washington to win the Pac-12 this past year, and he's joining us as he gets ready for his next chapter, and that's to be a pro quarterback, and he's here today on behalf of Star, and he joins us right now on the show. Mike, great to see you. How are you?
Yes, sir. Good to see you. I'm doing good. How about you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. So you look back at this year. You know, I thought you guys could win the Pac-12. I didn't expect you guys to be in the national championship game before the start of the season. To see the way that it came together the last 2 years when you transferred over from Indiana to Washington, and now that chapter's over. Just how do you kind of reflect on it?
Man, it's been amazing. You know, it took a lot of hard work and dedication. You know, there's a lot of people that was counting us out. You know, even towards the end of the season, we were still undefeated. You know, a lot of people didn't expect us to do what we did this past year. You know, but it's been great. You know, the journey has been fun. And that team has battled through so much adversity. You know, I knew that, you know, everything that we got, we deserved.
I said this to Roma Dunze yesterday. It made me so annoyed going into that Texas game. And I know you guys can't focus on the gambling lines, yeah, right? But how you guys were an underdog after we just saw the week before or a few weeks before in the Pac-12 championship game, everyone was picking Oregon. They had made him a 9.5-point favorite.
Right.
I never got why people were trying all throughout the year to just take away and discount your team and not just give them the praise that they were deserving.
Yeah, I don't know where they come from, you know, but obviously that stuff we can't control. I mean, we do see it, you know, we use it as motivation. You know, we it's not necessarily we want to prove other people wrong, but we want to prove ourselves right. You know, since day one, you know, before this past season, I said that I wanted to win a national championship.
Yeah.
You know, we fell just short, you know, but we made it. We had the appearance and we had an opportunity to do it. And nobody seen us there. You know, nobody saw us there at that point in the time. Whenever I said that, you know, some people might have laughed whenever I said it, you know. But for us to, you know, overcome a lot of hardship and, you know, adversity that we faced throughout the season to be able to get to that point, you know, it just speaks volumes for our team.
Now you have Kalen DeBoer leaving Washington, and he's the new head football coach at Alabama. I've been a big believer in Kalen DeBoer, but what are Crimson Tide fans getting, and how do you kind of think he's going to do?
Man, you're going to get a winner. You know, that's number one. You know, you're going to get a winner. And obviously, at Alabama, they love to win. You know, they've been winning for a long time. And Coach DeBoer, everywhere he's been, he's won. You know, he's won championships at different levels. And, man, he's going to continue to do it. You know, he's going to continue to win. His record speaks for itself. And, man, he's just a humble guy and a guy that's going to work for everything that he deserved and that he got.
Was that kind of a crazy process, how that all did go down, where you guys are in the national championship game? All right, obviously you lose the national championship game. Then shortly after that, out of nowhere, Nick Saban retires, and then boom, DeBoer's going from purple to Crimson Tide red.
It's crazy. It's crazy, you know, but that's how the sports world is now. You know, Coach Saban, he did an amazing job, you know, throughout his career coaching. Obviously, you know, he would get looked at as one of the greatest of all time in college football. He felt like his time was done. And Coach DeBoer, you know, he saw the opportunity present itself, and he felt like that was best for him and his family, you know, and you can't fault somebody for that decision.
What was the mental grind like for you? Because I remember when you were at Indiana. I love bringing up to Penn State fans, by the way, because they're all like, he didn't score a touchdown. I'm like, what does the scoreboard say? So regardless.
Exactly.
I remember you at Indiana, unfortunately, a lot of injuries. And when you elected to go to Washington and team back up with Kalen DeBoer, no one was thinking, you know, or talking what you ended up doing, you know, into existence. So how did you kind of, you know, mentally go through all the injuries and still finding a way to be playing your best 2 years of football when you needed to?
For me, it's just keeping my faith, you know, just keeping my trust in God. You know, obviously it didn't go how I wanted to, like as far as the injury part, but I felt like everything I've been through helped shape me into the person and the player I am today. You know, and obviously family and friends, you know, close ones around me, always continuing to keep me motivated, you know, keeping my head lifted up high. And gave me that dedication that I wanted to continue to do what I love. And I knew that I was never going to quit. You know, that's nothing that ever crossed my mind, you know, but it did get tough at times, you know, but I knew deep down inside, you know, I wasn't going to quit and I was going to do whatever I could to make sure I get back on the field.
I don't know if you've heard this, but I want to bring it up to you to give you a chance to respond as Michael Penix Jr. is joining us. And I'll preface it by saying I really hate the draft process and all the narratives that form with the draft process. And people get told things, and it just because you get told something, you don't know where it's coming from, if it's to try to maybe hurt your draft stock so you fall down so a team can get you. But we had one of these draft guys on, Tony Pauline, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, and he said, I hear Michael Penix Jr., people are concerned about his work ethic. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, hold on. This is a guy who was at Indiana, and he went through everything he went through, and he was just one of the best quarterbacks in the nation for the last 2 years. So when you hear people call into your, you know, call your work ethic into like a little bit of skepticism, and they try to say you don't have a good work ethic, do you even like understand where that stuff comes from?
I don't listen to it. You know, I know myself. You know, I know what I've been through to get here, and I know the amount of work that I put in to get here, and I'm going to continue to put that work in. You know, the doubters and the haters, you know, it never goes away. You know, it never goes away. So I can't let it control me and what I want to do and shape my future. You know, for me, I just got to continue to be myself and do the things that I've been doing to get here and continue to get better each and every day.
Are you the best quarterback, in your opinion,
for sure.
This draft, right?
For sure.
Without even question. I like the confidence like that. But when you look at some of these other quarterbacks, what stands out to you to, like, with a Caleb Williams, a Drake May, a Jaden Daniels, some of the guys that people talk more about?
I mean, those guys are great quarterbacks. You know, I'm not taking nothing away from them.
Sure.
But I just feel like myself, I feel like my skill set is unmatched. You know, I don't feel like they can make some of the throws and decisions that I make, you know. But they do a lot of great things for their teams and on film, you know. Obviously, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, they both won Heismans. So they're respected in that way as well, you know. So Drake May, he played really well early, you know, second year, you know, third year. And so they see those things, you know. But at the same time, for me, I can't focus on that. You know, I know the player I am, and whatever team chooses to draft me, they're going to get championships out of me. So
yeah, I love that answer. Michael Penix Jr. here with us. Do you get too caught up? Because, you know, there's going to be 9,000 mock drafts from now until then. Some days I see you in the first. Some days I see you in the second round. Do you get caught up in all that just naturally as a human being?
Nah, I don't. I don't really be on social media that much, and I don't watch TV. So it's like I'm working.
All righty. How about Roma Dunze? This dude's a stud.
The best.
Another guy, Washington guy. Didn't get enough respect, I feel like, through the process. You know, people want to talk about who they want to talk about. What's a team getting in Roma Dunze?
Man, he's going to get a worker, a hard worker, and obviously a guy that's going to make any play on the field. You know I could put the ball anywhere, and he'll make the play. You know, and just an unselfish guy. You know, a guy that truly loves the game and truly loves the guys around him and does everything for those people around him. You know, you see him in practice going 100% each and every rep. You know, run plays, pass plays. If he got a block, he knows the ball coming. The ball's not coming. It doesn't matter. You know, he's going to be the same person. And I feel like that's what helped our connection, you know, with me and all my receivers. You know, those guys always gave me 100% effort each and every day. And their work ethic is unmatched in that position, I believe.
Growing up, who were some of the football players, quarterbacks that you really liked to watch?
Mike Vick. Yeah. As a lefty, obviously Mike Vick. And obviously he did a lot of great things for the league as well. And Teddy Bridgewater, when I was growing up out of high school, I seen him. Whenever he was dominating at Louisville and the things that he was doing, yeah. I liked what he was doing at that time. So
if he didn't suffer that knee injury, I really think he would have been a special player.
For sure. For sure.
So
no
doubt. Tell me what you're doing today on behalf of Starry's.
Yeah, so Starry, I'm partnering with Starry, you know, which is a lemon-lime flavor soda, and it has a clear, crisp, and refreshing taste. And, man, it hits different. You know, every time you drink it, you know, it's refreshing, you know, for sure. And they're making their first Super Bowl appearance on Sunday with Ice Spice,
nice.
A matter of fact. Yeah. And so I feel like everybody should tune in, you know, just to see why it's time to see other sodas. So, man, I'm super excited for the partnership.
All right, here's the toughest question you're going to be asked in this draft process. We know what you're drinking. One meal left in your life. What's the meal that you're getting?
Spaghetti.
Oh, you're a spaghetti
guy. Yeah, spaghetti. Because it's not really bad for you. I mean, it's carbs. You know, it's good.
I love that. Give me a thought of the game coming up on Sunday. You got Brock Purdy. You got Patrick Mahomes, obviously, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. When you look ahead at this matchup, from a quarterback perspective, what really jumps out to you?
Yeah, what really jumps out to me, you seen that? Pat Mahomes, you know, obviously a Hall of Fame quarterback. You know, he's been doing it, you know, at a high level, you know, for a long time. And, man, it's hard to bet against Mahomes. But obviously Brock Purdy, you know, a guy that a lot of people feel like, you know, he still has to prove himself. And he's been playing very well. You know, he brought him to a Super Bowl, and I don't feel like that's easy in this league. So for him to be able to accomplish that, to even be here in this moment, you know, I feel like that just speaks volumes on what he is as a player and as a person as well. You know, but man, it's gonna be a great game. I don't really have a team that I would say will win, but I wouldn't bet against Mahomes personally. But yeah, it'll be a good game.
This gotta be an interesting time for you as last one with Michael Penix Jr. So you're getting ready to embark on your NFL journey. You're here right at the site of the Super Bowl, and you're getting ready for Super Bowl Sunday. You know, when you're here, do you start to envision yourself, okay, that this is reality? Like next year, I'm gonna be in the league. And I'm going to have this task, you know, at hand of trying to go win a Super Bowl.
For sure, man. I'm super excited for the opportunity. You know, whatever opportunity I get, whatever wherever I end up, you know, I know I'm going to make the most out of the opportunity. And, you know, one day I do want to win Super Bowl. So I'm looking forward to it, and I'm super excited for it.
Now, I could just feel the chip that you have on your shoulder when people continue to doubt you. What do you say to people that are saying, Michael Penix Jr. was a great 2-year run, but man, he's too old. He's not going to be a successful NFL quarterback. What do you say to those people?
Just watch.
Just watch. You're going to light it up in the NFL. I feel it. And your accuracy is just, I mean this in a positive way. It's just flat out stupid.
I appreciate it.
Especially that Texas game, man.
Yes, sir.
You want me some good money in that Texas game, so I appreciate that. All righty, I appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much. Good luck.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
He is Michael Penix Jr., Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. We'll take a timeout. Joe Montana going to join us on the other side. Update time first. Here is the Ackman, Rich Ackerman.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ahead of postage rate increases this year with Stamps.com. It's like your own personal post office. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.